We talk with Sean Brown, Methodist Fremont Health Foundation. Welcome. Nice to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you. Always a joy to be here.
I like to have you in here, too. It's always good to get updated on what's happening at the hospital. And a lot of your partners, one of your partners changed names last week.
They did. So we just wanted to give a huge shout out and congratulations to our friends at RVR Bank, formerly known as First State Bank. What an amazing turnout at their chamber reveal. And again, just dedicated, committed community partners. So congratulations and super happy for them.
And it didn't take them long to get everything changed over, did it?
I know.
My app is changed.
I know, mine too.
Everything got changed over. Good job.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah,
that is
stuff.
For sure. Events. What do you have coming up?
I feel like I'm talking about our local banks right away off the kickoff. Want to give a huge shout out to our friends at FNBO for being our presenting sponsor for our annual golf event, which is set for September 18th. So thank you to them. If you have an interest in pulling together a team, the cost is $800, includes a team of four, a lunch, a dinner, golf out at the Fremont Golf Club, and then opportunity for pin prizes. We get lots of feedback that our event is super fun. People enjoy coming back. It fills up very quickly. So if you are interested, save the dates, and all that information is going to start being posted on the website this week. But if you have a desire to continue your sponsorship or get a team in and you want to reach out to me before I reach out to you, feel free to give me a call at 402-727-3566.
And it's in a good time of the year where it's usually cooler.
Yes, a little bit. Sometimes you have your mix of rain and then you have your mix of really, really hot. And so last year was beautiful. Last year was a perfect one. So,
yeah. This past week, you had a big event also.
We did. We had our Stuff the Truck event, which is a Methodist system-wide event where they have a local food pantry that they partner with in each of our locations and allow the food to stay within their communities with their own partners. And so we partnered with Lifehouse Food Pantry on Thursday, June 1st, and we stuffed a truck.
Good.
It was full, and we also raised a little over $600 for them. So super excited, and just want to say thank you to our community. We had board members, former board members, former physicians, former employees, other businesses that pulled up and dropped off, and it was just a great, fun, exciting day until the storm decided to roll in for about 45 minutes.
Oh, but, you got to have a little bit of that, though.
Yeah, a little quick movement and, add some action. But again, just a great positive response from our community and just a continued effort and highlight of how wonderful this community is. So
Have you filled up your student event coming up here in July?
So the student summer camp, we do have a couple of openings open, and it's $25. It's July 11th and 12th. If you are interested, please call the hospital and talk to Shelley Sandine, and we will see what we can do about getting you on that list. I think there was two or three slots open last week.
Yeah, good program just to learn more about what happens in healthcare.
Yeah.
Really get a feel for it and be in it.
Yeah, it's really great. We have different department directors that take a time slot in those 2 days, and the kids actually learn about the different departments, different opportunities within healthcare. Also an opportunity for high school students to learn what additional possibilities are of working in a hospital, right? Mm-hmm. Like some positions require a certificate of like an 18 or 16 week course. Others require an associate's and then a bachelor's and then obviously a doctorate. But it allows the opportunity for you to explore some different opportunities with some great pay, great benefits. And I'm probably very biased, but an amazing culture.
So, oh, yeah.
Great place to work.
Yeah. Cancer campaign still going on?
Yes, cancer campaign. So obviously, we've been talking about this for the last 6 months that we kicked off our cancer capital campaign for a new linear accelerator machine. It's a $2.4 million project, and we are excited to announce we have $800,000 left to raise.
Oh, good. You're moving that number down.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. So, good. Again, we'll be doing some corporate reach outs over the next 90 days and some individual ask if it's something you are interested in, learning more, wanting to know if you could help support it in honor or memory of a family member or loved one. Please get a hold of me at 402-727-3566. again, 800,000 left to raise, and super excited for those opportunities for folks in our community.
Very good. Well, thank you. You're welcome. Appreciate the update for sure.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me, and thanks for having us here.